jazz justice, having jazz performances in the department, learning about John Coltrane and the aesthetic ways in which John Coltrane was able to bring forth a kind of social message in his music.
Iman Rahim Ali Campbell is president of the Rutgers Association of Black Law Students. Ali Campbell says the origins of the association and its 29th annual event have a history that is deeply rooted in the community of Newark.
ABLS was carved out of the 67 Rebellion. We felt that we needed to be more in the community, black students particularly, and so we issued an indictment of the law school saying that, hey, listen, there aren't enough black students, there aren't enough individuals working in the community alongside residents of Newark. And so the way in which this organization has been a part of Newark and also part of Rutgers has been central to what we've tried to do this year when it comes to the Association of Black Law Students, and we look forward to carrying forward.
Rutgers law professor and former dean Ronald Chen says the annual event serves as a reminder of why Rutgers is committed to using the law as an instrument for social justice.
You know, the issues, the challenges, the growth, the victories that Newark has felt, and the challenges we're feeling very much as well. I always told prospective students, Newark is a great place to study law because every aspect of how the law can affect lives, we can demonstrate here, not just teaching it, but showing them by how we affect this community.
One of this year's honorees is Vince Warren, executive director of the Center for Constitutional Rights. Warren says the history of the ABLS, much like jazz, is steeped in the fight against racial injustice.
The handful of black students decided that they weren't going to just be in the Ivy Tower, that they were going to be connecting to the struggle, the fight that was happening in the street, and they created two things. One was the Association of Black Law Students, which is this event, and it is now a nationwide 50-year-old organization, and the first, it was actually born in Newark, New Jersey from the folks here at Rutgers.
Warren says jazz and justice go hand in hand, calling it the music of civil and human rights.
I think about jazz as protest music. It's protest against the musical orthodoxy. When we think about what was happening here in Newark in the 1967 and the things that were happening around the country in 1968, there were a couple of things that were really, really clear. And that is that artists, people who were creative, people that cared about our culture, our cultural leaders, were the ones that were also deeply participating in the political discussions. And the political discussions at that time, and frankly to this day, it's about fighting abusive power. It's about building a world in which people are respected, in which people are can live in dignity, in which people can be creative. That's what we're fighting for.
The annual scholarship gala raises money to provide financial assistance to a student with demonstrated financial need who has overcome extraordinary circumstances. In Newark, I'm Alexandra Hill, WBGO News.